Good evening. I'm Drake Anubis, and I will be your host for this evening. I actually had something a lot better planned that I wanted to do that would have been a lot funner, but I kind of got stuck, not stuck exactly, but in a place I didn't think that I would be for this long, and I don't have access to the files to actually get them uploaded in time. But I'll take care of that because it was really good. Anyway, we being me and you, are actually underground at the moment, in case you were wondering. We are a good, 40 feet underground in a storage facility for, this particular one is for chemicals and a couple other pseudo medical chemistry research thingies that I don't really know what they are because I'm not very good at chemistry. It's actually kind of creepy because if you go to the end of the corridor, there's like this hatch in the ceiling and you can look up and like through this like porthole thing with like 3-inch thick glass, right? You can see. I'm making hand gestures right now. You can actually see the gestures that I'm making. But anyway, you can see dirt, like, in the ceiling above you with the flashlight. It's actually really creepy. That's probably why it's at the end of the hall, though. I guess this part of the facility was actually a bomb shelter one time. But, I don't know, it looks kind of like a missile silo. That would be so cool if they had missiles down here. Okay, anyway, we're going off a complete tangent, actually. This should be in stereo, by the way. I have my 5.1 digital audio recorder with me. Not that it has a 5.1 mic, it actually has no mic. I have a nice Sony stereo mic that actually clips onto my collar. My shirt collar, because if I don't specify that it's a shirt collar, I'll never hear the end of it. Anyway, it's a nice Sony mic, which if you need microphones, I'd recommend the Sony ones because they're cheap. Not from Sony. My God, if you go to Sony.com, it's like $150 for a stereo amplified collar microphone thing. But you can go to eBay and get them for a lot cheaper. They sound fantastically. Well, this might sound a little weird because it's kind of noisy here from the ventilation. It's a lot of wind noise. So I'm going to have to cancel that out, so it'll probably sound a little, But the mics themselves sound great. I'm actually here because a friend of mine, he does optical research across the hallway. And I'm having him engrave something for me. Because, you know, I could just take it down to a jewelry place and have it engraved. But no, I want him to burn it in with the really cool laser that you can't see the beam of the laser. So this head just, like, jiggles around. And then whatever it's burrowing into just, like, magically starts to imprint itself with the design from the laser. It's, like, the coolest. I'll have to get video if I can sneak a camera down here. Today, we were going to talk about picture frames and specifically putting laptops into picture frames. Because if you're like me, you have, like, this collection of laptops that just kind of appears for no reason at all. And it's a really nice project, actually, because, well, one, it gets rid of the laptop. But two, they look cool. And it's still a fairly new thing. Like, you can go down to Costco and get one for, I don't know what Costco sells, but they're going to be small and they're not going to be that good. And what was that? Okay, that was my cell phone. Because I'm unprofessional and did not turn off my cell phone. Great, I'll have to edit that out. We're 40 feet underground. How the hell did my cell phone get there?
Yeah, I thought it turned off.
I have one bar of signal.
Huh.
I have a cell phone computer. Okay, well, you know what? If you're in California and you need a cell phone, buy T-Mobile, because apparently their service works even underground. Actually, I've been pretty happy with T-Mobile. Okay, now I completely lost my place. Anyway, laptops and picture frames. The best thing to do is, if you have an old laptop past about maybe 5 years old, you're going to have a problem because it's going to be big and bulky and heavy and consume quite a lot of power. It's not going to work out so well. But if you have one that's like 3 years old, maybe around 2000, which is... Okay, that's 7 years old. Okay, never mind. Ignore my scale. But if you get too old and they're big and heavy, don't use them. Use the ones that are just old enough that they aren't useful, but are still, you know, fairly modern. Compaq makes this great line of business laptops that seem to be very popular, and I just finished, like, 2 days ago, putting one into a picture frame, and it came out so nice. But I know a lot of people do this, and they run into common mistakes, so I figure I could save people a lot of time and headache. Let's see here. Once you have the actual laptop, what you're going to need is a frame, and frames are expensive if you buy them at stores. If you go online, there's a place called AmericanFrame.com, where I bought a frame there, like, I don't know, maybe a week ago. And the frames are so, so cheap, and they look so nice, and they're actually very high quality. I bought a metal frame, and the acrylic glass, and the mat and the backing and the wiring and the mounting and everything you could possibly need to hang a frame with shipping was like $30. And it was like a 12 by 15 inch frame. I mean, it was decent size in full metal. And it was nice for $30. So I'd recommend going to AmericanFrame.com or Google for American Frame. I'm sure it will come up. When you put the laptop into the picture frame, you can't just like put it in. You need to kind of modify it a bit, besides the obvious, you know, mounting it and such the right way. One thing you're wrong is you'll find a lot of laptops, especially the business ones, are really modular in their design, where you can just start ripping components out without very much problem. Like the compact one was a compact business Armada M700. And I just went in there and I could take out the entire battery bay, the battery like charging system, which was conveniently enough separate from the power supply, which I haven't seen very often. Normally the battery charging thing is like built into the power supply. It's kind of weird. And again, I'm making hand gestures you can't see, so damn it. Anyway, take out the CD-ROM drive, take out the PCM-CIA port, which actually on mine, I left the PCM-CIA port in because I wanted it to have Wi-Fi so that I could run Karma on my picture frame. Just for the hell of it. It's actually wired with Ethernet too, so it's kind of cool. Be careful when you take out the modem, because I had this problem. And you take out the modem, and the Ethernet modem is actually built into the 56K phone modem. And I didn't notice that for the longest time, because the Ethernet port's on a separate side of the laptop, but the actual network card itself is part of the modem card too. So that took forever to figure out why it wasn't working, because I didn't read that it said 56K/LAN modem on this little sticker on. You might want to replace the hard drive with a compact flash card, because you don't really need that much for a picture frame, especially if you're running Linux, which you should. Don't run Windows on your picture frame. It doesn't work out well. Blue screen picture frame. One of my pictures through the picture screen, a slideshow, is actually the Windows blue screen of death, just because it's funny. And it's also a kernel panic screen on the slideshow. If you replace the hard drive with a compact flash card, I'm not sure if it's better for power consumption. I'm sure it must be eventually, but not significantly. It does get quieter, though. And I'm sure it's probably less heat and less moving parts are good, and it is smaller. So you might want to consider that. They're pretty cheap anyway. Heat problems. If you have like a personal laptop, you might have problems with heat. But if it's a business class laptop, as long as you don't cover up any of the little tiny fans that might be on there, you shouldn't really have a heat problem. I didn't have a heat problem. Also, do not short out the LCD screen when you're turning it around, because you're going to have to remount the LCD screen, kind of. Don't short it out. I mean, because that is so bad. And also, do not touch the little thingies that say high voltage. Don't touch those. And you know, the technical term is capacitor, but they didn't look like capacitors. They looked like little thingies. And I'm like, oh, what's that? And they hurt. So don't touch them. So once you have the laptop in the picture frame, which is basically just a matter of gluing it down to the mat and then just putting it into the picture frame and putting the backing on it so it's all nice and well, it stays pretty thin. I got mine down to just like, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 millimeters above the actual thickness of the frame, but the frame's on a far wall, so you don't notice that it sticks out just a tiny bit. Besides, you're too busy looking at the awesomeness of the pictures and the kernel panics and whatever else is doing. Keep in mind, networking. Somehow, you'll probably want to network the picture frame so that you can actually put pictures onto it really simply. Mine's plugged in through Ethernet, but you could do it through Wi-Fi if you want to trust that. But the only problem is if you ever change your Wi-Fi network, you have to change it on the laptop somehow too, which is kind of a pain. So that's why I went with the Ethernet-based solution. If you're really elite, though, just do some kind of magic thing where you can just have a compact flash, not a compact flash, just a card reader on there, and you just, you know, whatever pictures are on the card reader, or the pictures that it shows, that would probably work out just fine. That's how the commercial ones are that you buy at Costco or whatever. Well, if you're using a compact flash for the hard drive, I suppose you just take the entire compact flash card right out, put it in another system, and just change whatever directory you need to change, which is actually, I should have done. It probably would have saved some trouble. Okay, well, see, I learned something. This is why I'm doing this. This is why I can learn, too. We're learning together while underground in the creepy storage facility, which I should actually probably get. It's kind of cold. So then, did I cover everything I wanted to cover? We covered getting the picture frame. Yes. I think we're good then. If you have any questions or comments, And if I left anything out that's really important, and I probably did, or if you know a lot about lasers, email me at drakeanubis@gmail.com, because I make a lot of picture frames, especially for other people as gifts, because they're nice gifts to give people, especially like relatives in your family you may not see for a long time. And lasers are cool, and I'd like to know a lot more about lasers. I actually might build them. That'd be nice. I'll post pictures somewhere. Ooh. That is my project for this weekend, build a laser out of something. Probably out of a commercial laser, and just maybe you can do something that's not supposed to. Oh, can you build a laser out of a CD-ROM drive? I suppose you could, from the laser in there. Huh. Okay, great. I'll work on that. Thanks for listening, and yeah.
Goth girls, goth girls, did the girls to go to see the nerdcore rapper with the geeked out flow with the show. You can see the black lace on parade, I met 100 dozen of them. Hello, I was wondering, how goth is my frock? I got this thing for horror movies and mope rock, but I can't shock my hair up, I ran out of stock. And just like that, a front a lot ran out of talk. It was tragic, unheard of, never seen me out of rhymes, when they usually come into fatigably. But me here talk good? No, bad talk do. Like my tongue got encrypted right before I lost root. Like my small talk got box rocked on a prior boot. It's moot, she only dates guys and chokes and dykes, not brutes. Lacking eyeliner like I lack, but look, I'll put a little on plus lip shellac just to stand next to that and dream about love. Of necessity, that has always had to be enough, cause I can't talk to goth girls, I just stare and stammer. My name is MC Framer, Framer, Dammer. If she giggle, dammer, double if she laugh. Goth girls like it when you double damn it twice fast. Goth girls, goth girls are the girls that go to see the nerdcore rapper with the geeked out flow at the show. You can see the black lace on parade, I met 100 dozen of them, but I ain't got laid. At the Rocky Horror premiere, she steered clear of the nerd crowd, but I heard loud in my ear the disdain that she held for my type. Always geeking on the computron, I get hype on the stage. She might notice me then and observe that I'm ironically hip in some flip universe. And her purse in patent leather held in fishnet glove could then contain MP3 player with the front filled up. Her name is Nightshade, yo, don't call her cherry tomato. She looked like Paisley Tinkle, but poisonous like torpedo. She says her hair got attacked cause it's black and it's blue. She got the Johnny the Homicide maniac tattoo, legs deep in the boots, boots all up on the heels. Yes, the kind to make a certain type of fetish a squeal. The ordeal I endure, this close to her splendor, besieged by my shyness, tried this. I surrender and render my intentions in the usual way. Home alone, suicide girls up on the cathode ray. Goth girls, goth girls are the girls that go to see the nerdcore rapper with the geeked out flow at the show. You can see the black lace on parade, I met 100 dozen of them, but I ain't got laid. Woman, tell me that I shouldn't be coveted. I tell her, yo, you better get in a covenant. It's like, eek, I get to sleep on the couch for a week, all watching old Elvira videos on TV. Yeah, hee hee hee, laugh it up, you don't live like I do, at the mercy of any sister with wrist scars and black eye glue. I've tried to get into cheerleaders and failed. Banana repugnant and tan, so bland and so stale, stale. Fail myself for the local cafe, like a clover. Thumb through Camus in French, which I can't read, but so what? I think the goth could flower in nerdcore's embrace. I mean, I converted Edward Gorey's lettering into a typeface, befriended vampires on LJ in MySpace, even put that spooky echo filter on the bass. But I can't talk to goth girls, I just stare and stammer. My name is MC Framer, Framer, Dammer. If she giggle, damn her double if she laugh. Goth girls like it when you double damn it twice fast. Goth girls, goth girls are the girls that go to spin.